Obama is here. First Lady of the United States. Hasn't she been an outstanding First Lady? She's even begun to bridge the differences that have divided us for so long, because no matter which party you belong to, we can all agree that Michelle has the right to bear arms. Now, Sasha and Malia aren't here tonight because they're grounded. You can't just take Air Force One on a joyride to Manhattan. I don't care whose kids you are. We've been setting some ground rules here. It's starting to get a little carried away. And now, when I think about children, obviously I think about Michelle, and it reminds me that tomorrow is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the audience. I do have to say, though, that this is a tough holiday for Rahm Emanuel, because he's not used to saying the word day after mother. That's true. David Axelrod is here. Now, David and I have been together for a long time. I can still remember. I got to sort of tear up a little bit when I think back to that day that I called Ax so many years ago and said, "You and I can do wonderful things together." And he said to me the same thing that partners all across America are saying to one another right now. Let's go to Iowa and make it official. Michael Steele is in the house tonight. Or as he would say, in the heezy. What's up? Where's Michael? Michael, for the last time, the Republican Party does not qualify for a bailout. Rush Limbaugh does not count as a troubled asset. I'm sorry. Dick Cheney was supposed to be here, but he is very busy working on his memoirs, tentatively titled How to Shoot Friends and Interrogate People. A whirlwind of activity these first 100 days. We've enacted a major economic recovery package. We passed a budget. We forged a new path in Iraq. And no president in history has ever named three commerce secretaries this quickly. Which reminds me, if Judd Gregg is here, your business cards are ready now. On top of that, I've also reversed the ban on stem cell research, signed an expansion of the children's health insurance. Just last week, Car and Driver named me Auto Executive of the Year. Something I'm very proud of. We've also begun to change the culture in Washington. We've even made the White House a place where people can learn and can grow. Just recently, Larry Summers asked if he could chair the White House Council on Women and Girls. And I do appreciate that Larry's here tonight, because it is 7 hours past his bedtime.